Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I look at probably the last 6 months. It's been the first time where I've taken a little break. If I'm going to do something at this point, it's going to be because I enjoy it. It's going to be hard to do. I think it's going to be very hard to do.
Good morning. Welcome in. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Should be Zolak and Bertrand, but they're not here. So it's me, Christian Arcan, alongside Mike Flynn. Sarge is in the house as well. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. It's still morning.
Yeah, sit down. Let's go. Get settled in, Mike.
Johnny Wallgam, you know?
You know, I know. I kicked Jones out of here. You got to settle in. Don't get me nervous.
I had to kick out the whole shirt and leave family. It was really awkward.
Well, that was uncomfortable, but there's a show must go on.
Yeah.
Daycare center.
All right, Sarge, you ready today?
Oh, let's do it, baby.
All right.
Yeah, are you ready?
Don't get too fresh. Don't get too excited today. Well, you got a little worked up last time.
Or if you do, save it until Dan Shaughnessy gets here. Shaughnessy will be joining us.
Oh, that's right. The Dano 2 hours.
That's right. From 11 until 1 o'clock, we'll be talking with Dan. We'll have Dan's dates, all of that. He also, if you saw it over the weekend, had an article in the Globe with Mark Leibovich, who wrote that great book about the NFL. Some tidbits about the Patriots in there, Kraft, Brady, everything. So we'll get some insight into that. But let's start with what you just heard right there and what they've been talking about all morning, and that is the super ominous, and I'm talking really, really ominous, epilogue to Tom V. Time. Now, Flynn, you saw it. We all watched it, right?
Yes.
I just saw it before
it was,
we came in.
It was heartwarming.
It was.
His son, right? And it was Giselle,
sure.
The picture. And
going jet skiing.
Then he's running on the beach with the
running
hoodie.
On the beach. The guy smoked him down the beach, but that's neither here nor there. And all the while, there's a voiceover going from Brady.
Very dramatic music.
Extremely dramatic music.
Extremely.
And Brady, in his sort of, in his way, saying that it's important that he loves what he's doing. And then at the end, he said it's going to be very, very, very hard. But he doesn't say what it's going to be hard to do. It's purposefully left vague, I think, Flynn.
No,
but I believe you have some theories as to what he thinks is going to be so hard to do.
Theories? I mean, we don't want to know what he doesn't want to do, because it's
right.
Good for us. Of course it was
true.
It was supposed to be edited the way it was. And I'm guessing in this, what is it, epilogue? My guess would be you don't get any answer for the 5-minute show, whatever it is. You won't get an answer of what's going to be so hard.
Right. The epilogue's coming out tomorrow.
It's only 5 minutes.
It's only going to be 5 minutes long. Very quick. And this thing that we got today, this little teaser for it, was like under 30 seconds. So, I mean, whatever it is, it's not going to be a ton of content. No. But it doesn't need to say a lot in order to say a lot. Like, it doesn't have to be long and drawn out in order to make a statement, or in order to sort of make a big splash here. And I think
if you say the right thing, it is a splash. It could be
right.
30 seconds if you say the right thing. I don't know if you're...
I quit. Two words.
I don't think you're not one of these, like, louth, like a huge, true Patriot honk, are you? Like... The sun sets and rises with the Patriots.
No, I don't believe that the Patriots hung the moon. No, I don't think so. But I'm a lifelong fan of the team. Sure.
But I mean, at some point, right? Isn't Brady getting annoying? Isn't just insufferable?
How so?
The
like what's
the
annoying
woe
about
is
this
me?
Thing?
Yeah. The that it's going to be so hard to prepare for the season.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be appreciated. I every day we need to be motivated. I'm like, come on. Like, your dramatic music and your woe is me and look at me and Bill needs to look at me and everybody needs to know how hard this is for me. I mean, my God, enough. I have strictly become pro Belichick on this side. They should have kept Garoppolo, because if I'm Belichick and I'm listening to this, and I'm sure he didn't look up the trailer, but somebody has showed him this.
Sure.
He must look at that and like, oh, Tom, you're crying out loud.
And I mean, think, just want, he tells me, I love it so much, and I just want to go to work and
to appreciate it and have fun.
Fun. That's all he wants.
It's like when he hurt his finger. Fun. When he hurt his finger, I think you could. When Belichick came to the podium, he said, "Listen, we're not talking open heart surgery."
Mm-hmm.
And I think that attitude and could apply to this, Tom. We're not solving world problems here. We're not like at the front lines of anything that's consequential. This is football.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, leave. Leave. I mean, but it's just, it's become this like, for the better part of what, a year and a half, 2 years, it started off, it's his infomercial for TB12 and what he eats. And it's like, okay, hey, listen, the guy's trying to make a buck and he probably believes in it. I'm not saying he doesn't believe in that, but it's an infomercial. It's like, all right, it's your religion. Okay, I get it. But now it's just these time versus Tom. And it's these little short these videos and reality show of his life and everything he does to get ready, which is 95% of the league anyway. Mm-hmm. And guys that got to scratch and claw. And oh, by the way, linemen and guys that tackle, like, that just don't sit back there and get rid of the ball in 2 seconds.
I see what this is.
No, it's not. Listen to me.
Anti-quarterback bias from the linemen.
Well, of course
I knew that was coming.
Well, first off, that's in my DNA.
Of course it is.
And full disclosure,
what about the guys who protect Brady, huh?
Where's the guys that really bust their ass? Like,
yeah.
Where's their movie, Arcan?
Where's O-line V time, huh?
But now
we don't see one of those.
You get through the season. Now, all of a sudden, Garoppolo gets traded, whereas before you potentially had the next future quarterback.
Right.
And as good as you are, whether you're Joe Montana, Brett Favre, eventually somebody takes your spot. And sometimes that guy could be better. And in Aaron Rodgers, maybe he was. Probably not in Tom's case here. The guy historically the best quarterback of time. But at the end of the day, he could push you out. That's just the way this game works. And it's this motivated, keep your head down, I'm doing mini cams, I got to get ready, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as Garoppolo gets traded, and now you have all the leverage, now it's like, oh, I'm not appreciated. I don't know how long I'm going to play. It's so hard. Oh, what am I going to do? It's like, come on. Like, this is football. Either you're in or you're out. We don't need your sops. Or nobody cares. Does Joe? Why should Joe Tooney care? All right? He's running on the beach, too. Why should, Julian Edelman, right? This guy just got an ACL and get popped for using performance-enhancing drugs. Why? Because probably if he didn't take that, his ass would have been cut and he wouldn't made his money. You know, why should he care about, oh, I just want to be appreciated?
Well, Edelman cares about everything Brady does.
True.
I mean, let's be honest here.
I find it very insufferable. And I was, like, Brady to me was a guy like, you know what? Said all the right things. Busted his ass, like, at the mini camps. He sacrificed financially for the team, on and on and on. But now he like wants this payback. And I don't know whether it's this, with Belichick and the relationship they had. And then he was pissed off that Garoppolo was going to be the next one. But now that he's gone, he's got his buddy Hoyer backing up. Now it's like this, it's just, I don't know. I don't know how long I can do this. You got to be motivated.
Yeah.
Of course you do, Tom.
Agree. You think he's not motivated?
Oh, I think he's fine. I think he's very motivated. I think he's doing this to get a pat on the back and like, oh, Tom. And he's doing it maybe to stick it to Belichick. I don't know. Belichick doesn't care. Why would he care?
I think it has.
He works harder than anybody on that team because he doesn't do anything but football.
Right. But don't you also think that this is all sort of connected to TB12 and his life beyond football? And hey, look at what I'm able to do. It adds some drama to it. It adds some intrigue. I think that's all.
Why would you do that? Because he wants the attention. I said the infomercial stuff. I got it. Right. You go on the radio. You sell your book. Right. There's a product and a lifestyle. I understand it. But now trust me, this thing is edited the way they want it to.
Right.
This isn't some, random reality show or video from a handheld camera, or you get caught in a corner and you're taken out of context in an interview. This is edited to get a message across. And from what, the last couple and this little epilogue, it's going to be hard. It's going to be so hard to go out there and play. I want to be appreciated. And then Giselle, that's not scripted. And if you didn't want that in the video, you could edit it. I mean, you are the master.
Could have taken that out, sure.
You could take it out. It's a message they're putting across that, hey, listen, I work my ass off. I always have. I've sacrificed for the team. Now you know what? I want to get appreciative. I want you to know how hard it hurts. I mean, he's running on the beach in a hoodie. Oh, boy. Great. Good for you.
99% of the league.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's so hard. He wasn't even running that fast. It was a 10-yard sprint. How hard could it be?
Yeah, true.
No, I know I'm cutting down the Pope of New England sports, Brady, but I mean, if it wasn't Tom Brady and you had Garoppolo, I feel like people would be like, Tom, what's going on here? Like, stop. Get over it. So Belichick's a little gruff. Oh, there's a surprise.
Right.
Right? Did you see that?
Been working with him for 20 years.
Yeah, did you see that? It was Pepper Johnson, right?
Yes.
And he got interviewed. It was a podcast. But basically, the Patriot part of it was this. And Pepper Johnson was a huge Parcells and Belichick guy. Mm-hmm. Right? He was with him for 20 years. You know what? It's like, yeah, I don't really had a relationship with him. It was in the building. He taught me everything I know. Mm-hmm. He said, you get this done. If I couldn't, I can ask him. How do I get it done? But here's a guy that was part of Super Bowl teams that he played with the Giants at that era where Belichick absolutely loves. You saw when he was that, was it 30 NFL story, whatever. Like, the guy was almost in tears. He loved that time in his life. Sure. That was a very special time for him. Okay. He was part of that, right? And he doesn't have the relationship. Like, okay, Belichick's gruff. He's not going to rub your shoulders. He's not going to come in and ask you how your weekend was. Okay? But what he's going to do is he's going to make the people around you better, and you're going to have success, and you're going to win. Okay? So we know it's hard. And we know it's probably harder in New England than a lot of other teams. But you know what? It's hard for everybody. In this league, you gotta get paid, you gotta play, and you gotta perform. Okay, this isn't basketball and baseball with guaranteed contracts. You know what? But there are people that haven't made the money, that had success, that are busting their ass. Like, it is hard. We know. And most guys in this league aren't appreciated. That's just the way it is. You cycle them in. Look at the guys get cut. Gillislee, you're in. Boom, gone. Cyrus Jones, gone. It's a young man's game. You did a great job. But enough. Enough with the, oh, I don't know. You really got to motivate it to play. Well, you know what, dude? You've been in there in 19 years. Go ahead. If you're done, you're done.
Well, right? You're also.
There will be somebody.
It's kind of because I enjoy it.
You do? I hope so. And I know you do. I feel like he does enjoy it. And I feel like he's saying this, but he knows he's playing 5 more years.
You're also comparing Tom Brady with Mike Gillislee and Cyrus Jones. Tom Brady's a different case. You have to treat him somewhat differently. You can't
No. But I'm saying
like
the work
like
ethic, what you have to put in to get to that point, that everybody in the league does that. You have to. And they don't have the talent that Brady has.
Or the accomplishment.
They don't have the financial, or the accomplishment of financial security.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody's got to bust their ass, and everybody has their motivation. But it's like, you never heard of this before, but then it's Garoppolo, Kims, and you get pushed, and you got screwed with Deflategate, I think he did. Okay? But now it's just like, oh, appreciation. And I feel a lot of this, I can't imagine it's directed to you or Jim or any Sarge or any fan or me, because
no, I think it
he's,
is.
You think so? You don't think he's appreciated? So. Oh, my.
I think
Brady?
He's putting that out to the fans, yeah. To say
that
this
maybe
is how
he was
I
a
feel.
Little
rally around me, that sort of
no,
thing.
No, but I mean, I don't think he feels like he's
unappreciated
not
appreciated by the
fan.
Okay, I see what
I
you
think
mean.
It's from people that are closer to him in the building.
Yeah.
And that could be Belichick. It's probably not McDaniel. It could be Caserio, whoever is in that group. Okay? But it's just like, we know you work hard, Tom, but it's just a little like, it's so hard to get motivated. So now the Patriots family's got to hang on every word, because you know what? If Brady decided today that he's leaving, you know what? The Patriots are screwed. And it's because of Tom. You've won because of Tom. But listen, football keeps moving on, right? If there's an injury, move the drill up 5. It's cold. It's brutal. But that's football, right? If Tom left today, the Patriots are screwed. And it's because of him. All the success they've had is huge part because of him. But all the failures after, because they didn't move forward with Garoppolo, will be because of him if they leave today. So,
yeah.
Like, now it's like we got to grovel at your feet to like, please, please stay. Stay. Stay for 3 more years. Whatever you do, I know it's hard, but we're going to be there for you. I mean, oh, Lord.
You won already. Why? What are you dragging there? What are you dragging us through?
Play
this
or
for,
don't
is what
play.
You're saying.
And I feel like the mentality of a New England fan, the Patriots, it's a little rose-colored glasses, but at some point.
A little?
But even at some point, right, I think fans will get a little bit annoyed with it. And
maybe.
It's going to be hard.
Depending on how he plays this year. That's all it really is. He comes out and has a bad year, then all of a sudden, yeah, you're going to see some people say, well, wait a minute. What was all this stuff? What was all this extra thing? Why didn't you go to OTAs this year? Why'd you treat everything differently? It's obviously affecting your play. If he has a bad year, if he goes out and has another MVP season, you don't think Brady and Patriots fans are going to fall right in line and basically defend everything?
They probably will.
Of course they will.
But after a while, aren't you like, oh, God, stop, Tom. Yes, we want you back. Tom, we love you. Because you're right.
They'll tolerate it, though.
He's trying to rally the fans, but also, it gets to the point like, all right, Tom, what do we got to do to get you back? I mean, it's bad enough. If Garoppolo's gone, we got to kiss your ass to stay for three more years. We love you. Who cares if Bill doesn't like you? It doesn't matter. Kraft likes you.
Sure. Kraft
so
loves you.
So stop. Stop, like, every day. Like, because Patriots, when they see this video, Patriots fans are just going to be agonizing. Like, oh, is this it? Are we going to go back to the mid-90s, early 90s, those Patriot teams?
The Scott Zolak teams? Oh, God.
The Scott Zolak teams, that's right.
God forbid.
The Zolak teams. Till Bill got here, Parcells it is. That's what's hanging over your head.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it is, and he knows that. And I think it's obvious, but...
When Garoppolo was here 2 or 3 years ago, is he pulling this... Tom Cruise, get on the couch, infomercial, oh, woe is me. I don't see it.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
If Garoppolo was here a couple years
would
ago.
Brady be doing this?
Would be doing this, woe is me.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not really sure. I think that there was an effect of Garoppolo on Brady.
Made him
and
better.
It did,
absolutely.
You know, it did motivate him in some ways. I'm not necessarily sure that Brady needs to have some young hotshot quarterback behind him in order to perform.
I don't
well.
Think it does, but it definitely brought him to a different level.
It worked. A lot of things have worked for Brady over the years, and he attributes a lot to that. And also, the end of this is intentionally vague, I think. He says, if I'm going to do something at this point, it's going to be because I enjoy it. It's bleeping going to be hard to do. I think it's going to be very hard to do. Doesn't say what it is that's going to be very hard to do. To play the season, to enjoy the season, to finish the season in New England. It's intentionally vague. I think we'll probably know more tomorrow. But in the meantime, we'll continue trying to break this one down here. Tom V. Time, a trailer for the epilogue. I can't believe I'm saying this, which is coming out tomorrow on Facebook. We're talking about it with you here at 617-779-0985. Got some Patriots roster cuts to get to, some big trades in the NFL over the course of the weekend. And Shaughnessy going to be joining us at 11. That's all coming up here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
If I'm going to do something at this point, it's going to be because I enjoy it. It's going to be hard to do. I think it's going to be very hard to do.
All you have to do is wait a minute. Just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second. Your head's on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Arcan Flynn and Sarge in for Zolak, Beetle, and Hardy today. As we, get one day closer to fall book. Almost there. Dan Shaughnessy will be joining us at 11. Looking forward to that. We have a couple calls on the line we'll get to in just a second here as we react to the Tom Brady, Tom V. Time trailer, which was released today. The actual epilogue. It's a trailer for a 5-minute epilogue.
My Lord.
Which just, I mean, the whole thing, you know? But it's that's going to come out tomorrow on Facebook Live, obviously. You just heard basically the whole thing right there. If Brady's going to be doing something at this point, it's going to be because I enjoy it. It's bleeping going to be hard to do. I think it's going to be very hard to do. We don't know what that's in reference to. If it's in reference to playing the season, if it's in reference to enjoying the season, we're not really sure. But we'll have all of our questions answered tomorrow, Flynn, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that won't be vague.
Right.
Why would he give you any answers? It's going to be, you know, you got a tease for Tom versus Time season two.
Mm-hmm.
You think this is over yet with the epilogue?
Well, he said there's no season two. They've all said that they're not doing it. Chopra said that. Brady said that. No season two.
Well, I don't know. I beg to differ. Here's what I wanted to say about the video, too, if you watch the video.
Yes.
And I know, is this, I guess, ironic? Is he talks about how hard it's going to be and all this. And they flash to of him taking a picture of his son and Giselle on this, like, million-dollar yacht. On, like, the Hudson River in, like, New York City, right? They're all dressed in, like, Armani whites, right? That's probably $10,000 worth of clothes they have on it, about how hard it's going to be.
Yeah.
Here's what, and maybe it's just, like, this, I'm not an old school type of guy in terms of, like, back in my day, this is the way we did it. Hell, I want to be a new school guy. I love the way they practice
on. Dungarees on the yacht.
I wish I got paid like these guys got paid. I would kill to be a new school guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pads once a week. You know, millions of dollars to be an average lineman.
Right.
Oh, I would kill to have that. But it's like, there still should be a point in this game, and as great as you are, that, you know what? everybody in this league needs to work their ass off because it's a man's league. There's nowhere to hide in this league, okay? People will kill you on that field to get what they want.
Right.
Okay, we all know that. And there is a pecking order, okay? So it's a given that it is hard, okay? But everybody knows that. And you keep your head down, you work your ass off, and you try to make it in this league, okay? So now it's like this. To me, this is eye roll material. Like if I was a lineman, and I'll use lineman, but any position, it's like, okay, all right.
You were a lineman.
It's like... No, I still am. Once a lineman, always a lineman.
Like,
you know that.
It's like being an alcoholic, right?
Yes, it's like I go to meetings. Yes, my name's Mike. I'm a lineman. I was an offensive lineman for 20 years. I have no self-esteem. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for telling your
good
story.
Good job.
Thank
way
you,
way to speak your truth there, Mike.
Your, thank you. Thank you.
Honest man.
But so it's like an undrafted 24-year-old lineman that needs those playoff checks to survive. Would you be thinking the same way?
Would I
like
roll
you're
my
thinking
eyes?
That as a retired offensive lineman with experience and all that, but you're a 24-year-old lineman that's just made it. You need Brady to get those playoff bonuses.
I'm not saying I do not want to play with Tom Brady. What I'm saying is like, oh, Jesus, Tom. All right, pal. All right, buddy. And I would roll my eyes. Would I say anything? No. What am I going to go up to Brady in the locker room and say, Tom, come on,
hey,
get
I'm
a grip.
Cool, man.
Get a set. Okay, it's hard. Look at me. I'm working on the assembly line if I don't make this team.
But that's,
yeah,
sort, of the, that's sort of the point, though,
but,
right? Like, you wouldn't say that to Brady because he's Tom Brady and he's accomplished so much.
Is, like,
he's worked very hard to get there.
Just work your ass off. Like, we don't...
He has
everybody in that locker
there.
Room works hard. You don't need the woe... You don't need to be rubbed on the shoulders. Like, since when is football not a, like... Listen, it's a given, okay? Like, you need to work hard, okay? Yeah, we're not appreciated because when you sign a contract in the NFL, you take all the risk. Okay, you get hurt, gone.
True.
You make too much money, gone. You play great, but the guy under you makes half the money, gone. Like, on and on and on. We know that. So now Garoppolo gets drafted, you get screwed into Deflategate, and now it's like, oh, man, this is so hard. How am I going to push myself to get through this? I don't know. Quit. If it's so hard, quit. To me, it's like this attention, and I don't know what... How this has changed? Like, is it something that's building up, or is it good for the brand, or it's a anti-Belichick thing because he doesn't get respect? And I think that's where it starts from.
Some of it is that, I think, yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's getting a little much now. And I said,
I'll take this over Favre saying, oh, I don't know, I'm going to retire, guys, going to go to my ranch in Mississippi and think about it.
But I felt the same way.
And then the whole offseason goes by. They don't get a quarterback. He comes back and says, no, I want to play. Brady's at least not doing that.
But
is he being melodramatic?
That.
Sure. He's not holding the team hostage, which I know isn't a high bar
to
clear.
He is holding the team hostage.
He's not really, though. He's coming back. He says he's going to play. Like, I mean, there's no.
No, but but he's holding the fan base and the team hostage. Like, oh, you got rid of a potential franchise quarterback.
Right.
You got rid of my main competition. You let me win the battle with Belichick because I got my guy back on the plane. And now I'm going to give you maybe I'll come back. He's doing exactly what Favre's doing. He's just articulating different. He's not saying, I don't want to play. No, it's like, I want to play, but it's hard. And I got to like it. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I can do it. So he's doing the same thing as Brett Favre.
That's
what's
not
the difference?
That's not the same
it
thing.
It is the same thing.
Favre used to go and not do anything. I mean, he'd skip the whole offseason.
Is Brady
OTAs.
Playing after this season?
I don't know.
There you go.
But he doesn't have to decide that now.
What do you mean he doesn't have to decide? So he's just going to hem and haw on these videos and these epilogues?
They could extend him.
Maybe I will play. Maybe I won't. I don't know. It's so hard. I want to spend time with my... This is the first time where I've ever got to sit back and spend time with the family. I know, Tom, you weren't at minicamp, right? And you know what? We got no receivers. Four of them were cut because they couldn't figure it out. Maybe if it came to minicamp.
They were cut because they suck, I think, is
maybe.
The main reason.
We don't know.
Or they got hurt, or they were too slow and had to retire, or
so
whatever
I'm just,
it was.
That's very... It's what Favre's doing.
I think Favre was worse. Favre, to me, was worse. He would skip everything. I mean, he would skip everything and say, I'm retiring, and then he'd come out of retirement. That's different from this. This is a guy complaining, not really even complaining.
He did.
Just sort of saying.
Well, he skipped minicamp like Favre did.
Voluntary minicamp. He was there for the rest of it. I mean, he was there for the part you had to be there for. Favre used to skip everything.
Listen, you can spin it and not see it's very similar, but...
It is similar. It's not
it's
the
very
same,
similar,
though.
But you're acting... It's just like, is he going to play or isn't he? Oh, please, Tom, please play. Well, I'm going to tell you, you know who's not going to beg him to play? And that's Bill Belichick.
True.
Even with Hoyer, he will not beg him to play. And that relationship will not change the turn of in terms of rubbing his shoulders, coming in the morning, and hey, Tom, great job. Here's your coffee, Tom. Mm-hmm. All right. Whenever you want to get to meetings, that will not change.
All right. Let's take a quick call here before the break. 617-779-0985 is the number. Mike is in Southboro. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You know, hey, comparing one GOAT to the other, I've been a lifelong 49er fan, and at the end of Jerry Rice's career, I had to listen to all the complaining and all the whining, and then he moved from team to team a little bit at the end.
Yep.
Now, he still works out the way he did, and at spring training, he's out running routes with the current receivers at 55 years old. I mean, I don't know what it is about these guys that are the greatest, but, you know, I'm really curious to see how Tom's going to be at 55, if TB12 is going to have him out working out with the team still, or if he's going to be a couch potato like Montana. But it's, you know, it's really disconcerting, and especially when you have so many people out there that don't have a third of what Tom has and could lose their job tomorrow and would still be married to a woman who still makes more money than he ever will. Well, so, I don't know. It's just frustrating, but it is getting nauseating.
Well, here's the difference, though, too. You mentioned with Favre. Well, you know what happened? The Packers made the right decision.
Ultimately, yes.
And ownership made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
They said, all right, enough of the crap. This is your last year. And everything they dealt with, the this is hard. I don't know if I want to play. I do. When it came to time to make the decision, the tough decision, and Favre was an icon up there. He was loved up in Green Bay. I mean, like Tom here. And if you've ever been up to a game, it's like this community. I mean, the stadium isn't literally in a neighborhood, this community feeling. He was loved. Okay. And they said, nope, this was the guy. He's waited long enough. And yeah, we could probably still win with you, but it's time to move on.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Bill wanted to do, but ownership said no. So, you know, as much as you want to say he's not similar to Favre, like that situation of the backup and finally the decision was made, well, there's no backup here. There's nowhere to go.
No, it's true. There was, but
this past season was the time to make the move.
But Favre also had two awful seasons. In 06 and 07, no, 05 and 06, he had that one season with, like, he had through 30 yes. interceptions. Like, it was easier to move on.
It's not apples to apples, but
Brady's still an MVP candidate. And Favre, in fairness, I think in 07, he had a bounce back year, and then he went on to the Jets and all that other stuff. But he had 2 years before that where Rodgers was waiting behind him, and he was bad. I mean, he just wasn't that good.
Yeah, 07 was the year. Yeah, he had a good year, right? They lost to the Giants that year.
Yeah, that was 07. But 06 and 05, one of those years, he threw 30 interceptions. So, I mean, it's easy for the Packers to say, hey,
no, but
you know,
still,
we got
emotion could have been involved. All right, you figure, okay, we got to the NFC Championship. We lost to the Giants, but Favre's back. Let's just grind this one more time.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
They didn't. You're right.
Now, if they did trade Rodgers, imagine the leverage that Favre would have had. It would be very similar to what's happening here.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, 617-779-0985 is your phone number. We got room for you here as we discuss the Tom v. Time epilogue trailer. We'll get into some Patriots roster cuts as well, some trades over the weekend. First, here's Sarge with the headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox 8-2 winners over the Braves yesterday in Atlanta. Ian Kinsler, 3 RBIs in the win, including 2 that came in the 8th inning that put the Sox at 5-2.
I'm just trying to do what it takes to win, help the team any way I can. You know, I'm sitting in a spot where there's going to be traffic in front of me and guys on base. Two outs, guys in scoring position, whatever it is. You know, I'm just trying to impact the game, and today it was nice to do that.
And the two teams continue this series tonight. Rick Porcello on the mound at 7:30. Red Sox 8.5 game lead over the Yankees for first in the AL East after New York lost in Oakland 6-3. Patriots on the practice field today ahead of Sunday's season opener against the Texans. ESPN's Mike Reese reporting the Pats will be bringing in former Dolphins offensive tackle Eric Smith to fill in one of the open spots on the practice squad. Some other NFL news, the Buffalo Bills set to work out former Broncos quarterback Paxton Lynch today. The Eagles have re-signed wide receiver Marcus Wheaton, and the New York Jets have named 21-year-old Sam Darnold as their week one starting quarterback next Monday against Detroit. Big payday for former Bruin Blake Wheeler, signing a 5-year, $41.25 million contract extension with the Winnipeg Jets today. And Bryson DeChambeau won the Dell Technologies Championship yesterday at the TPC Boston, finishing the tournament at 16 under par. Headlines are brought to you by U.S. Marker Board, the go-to supplier of whiteboards and glassboards for New England businesses for over 20 years. Draw up your next winning play at usmarkerboard.com. I'm Mike Riley on Boston Zone for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere,
you should work in the same building with him.
Did Zoe leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
877-779-0985 is your phone number. Arcand and Flynn in today for Zolak and Beetle. Sarge in for Hardy, of course. Sarge, the big winner in the Dunkin' Donuts peel win.
Yeah. Oh, what did you get, buddy?
I got a 25% off Fanatics. You want it?
No, I don't like the Fanatics. I hate those.
Well, get some for the kids.
No, I like the legit ones where a dollar for any size, like coffee.
Yeah, large, too.
Oh, yeah, you always get a large.
That's a steal.
Even if you don't want to drink it,
right.
Get a large.
Right. That's a steal, baby.
You got a large, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's the only way you can sip, peel, and win.
Only way to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones here. 617-779-0985. We're talking about Brady. We'll get to the Patriots and the roster cuts in just a little bit. Shaughnessy will join us in about 20 minutes. Let's go to Adam in Maine right now, however. What's up, Adam?
Hi. I wanted to make a statement and a couple of points. One is this is probably Brady's last year with the Patriots, I believe, with everything that's been going on.
Okay.
I think that all the action that's been going on is just leading up to him departing. I think he's going to San Francisco, I believe.
San Francisco has a quarterback, Adam. I don't know if you heard, but...
you think Garoppolo would be pissed if they brought in Brady?
I think he might have a problem with that. Yeah, I think he might not like that.
For Garoppolo back to the Patriots, I think that it's...
So we're going
to
trade Tom Brady for Jimmy Garoppolo, Adam?
That's correct.
Okay. What else you got?
I mean, it just makes sense that...
No, it doesn't make sense.
He's from San Francisco. He has a bookend to his career in San Francisco.
Right.
And how Garoppolo does this year kind of has bearing on what the trade options would be in the end of the season. So
okay.
I think that's what's going on. I mean,
all right. Did you have another point, Adam?
That's it.
That's it. Okay, goodbye. I don't think Tom Brady's getting traded to San Francisco for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
For some reason, I don't think the 49ers would be too keen on that idea. I just think that that's sort of... they just made a substantial investment into the future of Jimmy Garoppolo, which sort of... I mean, even if he doesn't have a great season, which I'm not necessarily convinced that he will. Like, who does he even have out there? Pierre Garçon and who? I don't even know who his other receivers
Goodwin
are.
Goodwin and...
Didn't Goodwin... Isn't he done for the year?
No, I bet I think he's banged up. And then Kittle, who's the tight end, he's banged up. So, okay. I mean, even if his weapons are healthy, they're limping into the season.
Yeah, they're not.
No, there is no guarantee.
Team. I don't think there's any guarantee. But, I mean, they're not going to trade Tom Brady for Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, come on. That's silly. What were you going to say?
No, I agree. I mean, there's no guarantee he's going to be. He's been good up to this point, but, you know, once you start off a season and you're not playing late games, mail it in, you know, guys are hurt. So, but no, Brady will not be traded to the Niners. That I guarantee.
Okay, what do you think of Tom Brady, the team around Tom Brady right now, Mike Flynn? We saw all the cuts on Sunday. We know what this roster actually looks like now. We saw a couple of acquisitions, some practice squad guys, couple of wide receivers I've never heard of picked up off the scrap heap. How do you feel about the Patriots, Tom Brady's Patriots here in 2018, 2019?
Well, I mean, they depth on the offensive line, depth at receiver, depth in the secondary. Right? I mean, McCourty is on the roster. Not shocking that he made it, but it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. He did nothing to like, wow, that was a great acquisition. Rose, your second corner, and he's earned it, but who really challenged him, right?
Not Cyrus Jones.
Not Cyrus
Jones.
So,
certainly not him. Jordan Richards got traded, which I think opened the door for McCourty.
Which needed to be done. Cyrus Jones needed to be released.
I can't believe a team actually gave something up for Jordan Richards. That was astonishing to me. That was back on Friday. We were over at the golf tournament when that one came out. I thought it was a joke. I was like, some team actually gave the Patriots something for Jordan Richards. Like that was bizarre.
Maybe some kind of conditional thing.
A conditional seventh round
pick.
In
terms of who got released,
big return.
I don't think there was any shocks. Gillislee, you saw writing on the wall. Cyrus Jones, it was inevitable. He never made the cut here as a second round pick. On and on and on. So I don't think anything was surprising. But going back to your point, I don't know if you remember this last Thursday we're on. And your thought was like, okay, we get to the final 53 of the Patriots with Edelman not playing. Is this the weakest roster talent-wise that they've had in the last 4 or 5 years when they've been really good?
Right.
And I think that's fair. I mean, that's legitimate. You don't have Garoppolo on the team anymore, right? You're like Amendola, veterans that have performed for you. A lot of question marks. The guy like Hogan now who has to take a bigger step.
Sure.
And the guy's been like a 400-yard receiver type of guy. Now he's a focal point, right? You have no Edelmans. You look at the secondary. There's no Butler now, right? So I think it's fair that you can make a case that of the last, 4 or 5 years when they've, won a couple Super Bowls, this is probably their weakest roster. Now, how far back you need to go, I guess, would be the question in terms of pure talent. But there's not a lot of young talent.
Yeah. There's that, hardly
that
any.
You could circle.
Yeah.
The guys that they've had are gone.
Sure.
Like real young guys that could take that next step are all gone. They've been, you know, traded. Or they've signed elsewhere.
Or they've been cut. Cyrus Jones was a second-round pick. Jordan Richards was a second-round pick.
Yeah, but they weren't talented. I mean, guys
No, I know. I'm just saying, but in terms of young talent.
You didn't resign or you trade it. You know, like you didn't keep them on the roster to, like, circle. Like, there was a time, right, where we thought it was going to be this transition from...
You're talking about, like, the Collins and the Chandler Joneses.
Yeah, where you looked at, okay, they invested in defensive players.
Right.
That it's going to be more, you know...
Can't pay them all.
Right. As Brady gets older, right, the idea was like, oh, maybe they're going to revert back to what they were from 01 to 2004, 2005, right, where they were good on offense. I'm not saying they weren't good, but they had the stability of the defense, right? They can run the ball a little bit more effectively. You saved Brady. And in this league today, it's not like you're going to ground and pound. That's not what I mean. But you had such young talent defensively that, okay, that's maybe where we're turning. Well, that's gone now. So I think the roster in terms of talent, I mean, there's younger guys that you could see potentially could be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like this year compared to last year and the year before, certainly has less talent because of all the defections.
Yeah, a lot of defections, a lot of misses on draft picks, a lot of guys who they didn't want to pay.
You get two first-rounders that are, you know, Wynn's not playing and Michelle, he's not going to play in the first game.
No.
Who knows what you're going to get out of him?
In fact, when Mike Gillisley didn't play in preseason week four, I thought, oh, he's going to make the team because Sony Michel is going to go on IR. That's what I thought was going to happen there. Gillisley ends up getting cut anyway, even though he didn't play in week four. Didn't the Saints pick him up? Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so they
deal.
All right, so it's a 1 year deal. Gillisley's playing somewhere, but you're right. I mean, there was a lot of that. And I think that it's good that Michelle made the team. They didn't put him on short or long term IR, so he's still sort of a work in progress. Isaiah Wynn's done for the year. And they just had a graphic up on NBC Sports Boston talking about, you know, the top picks in the latest drafts. Cyrus Jones, Jordan Richards, Vincent Valentine, who was just cut. He was a third round pick. Jimmy Garoppolo's gone. Jacoby Brissett was traded for Philip Dorsett. Dominique Easley. We don't have to really get too deep into that. I mean, there's, you know, Grissom and Joe Tooney, who I think is probably the only good one. Antonio Garcia's not here. Derek Rivers missed all of last year. You've had a real issue, I think, with not just the young players, but players that you've targeted, you've drafted, brought in here to sort of replenish the system. A lot of them either didn't last, they weren't good enough, they got hurt, which I don't necessarily blame Bill for. Guys get injured. Like Dominique Easley, I'll blame him for that one.
Yeah,
Easley
had
tons of problems. He had both ACLs, I think, in college, and they still went and used a pick on him. Probably Bill's worst pick ever, I would say, Dominique Easley. But now there's a little bit more of a crowded field here. I mean, Jordan Richards and Cyrus Jones, the two of them, you could throw those in there. Those are two of Bill's worst picks ever, right?
Well,
Jones and Richards, I mean, they're right up there.
I'd say Chad Jackson, too.
Chad Jackson was another
really
one,
really bad.
And it's, you know, in recent memory, they had a team where they drafted well, right? They brought in veterans at reduced prices, or they trade like a Hogan. You have Edelman that came from nowhere. He's not breaking the bank, right? Mm-hmm. And if you want to keep your salary structure with the Patriots do as well as anybody, well, those first round picks that you have on a set structure salary, those second and third round guys that can contribute, they need to make the team and contribute.
Yeah, they do.
If not, all those guys you let leave like Jones and you trade it, right? Because you didn't want to pay them. Well, now they're gone and the guys that you brought in to do the job, to plug and play, aren't here. That's how you suffer.
Yeah. But all right. We'll pick this back up on the other side. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. More with Flynn, Arcan, and Sarge right after this.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
We'll get to your phone calls in just a minute, but want to let everyone know that caller number 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, that's 617-931-0985, will score a $50 gift card for Subway. The barbecue rib sub is back at Subway for a limited time. Get a footlong sub for only $4.99. You can get 10 $5 footlongs with this. Again, 617-931-0985. Caller number 10, $50 gift card for Subway. Call in right now. In the meantime, we got Dan Shaughnessy waiting in the wings. We will get to him in just a minute, but first we'll get to your phone calls. Ray is in the car with a thought on the Patriots receivers. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys.
Last week, Zoe teased that the Patriots were potentially going to be making an acquisition within a week or so, and he said it would be somebody even bigger than Golden Tate.
I recall.
Well, interestingly enough, the Arizona Cardinals have a press conference scheduled for today, which they're calling a major press conference for 11 o'clock Arizona time. I'm just wondering, could there be a Larry Fitzgerald trade to the Patriots for the end of his career to try to win a Super Bowl? Your thoughts?
Well, thanks for the call, Ray. I would say not just no, but hell no. I think that would be way above and beyond anything. I mean, we're not talking about some disgruntled guy like Randy Moss who's stuck in a dead-end team. You know what I mean? Like the Cardinals, you can say what you want about them. He's been a lifelong Arizona Cardinal, Larry Fitzgerald. He's a great player still. I think he still has a lot left in the tank. But are the Patriots going to go ahead and trade for him? And they're going to call a press conference to announce it? Like, a press conference to me usually indicates a guy's retiring, right? Like, you don't call a press conference to say we traded somebody, do you? I mean,
no,
before the announcement, right? Yeah, it leaks out or something, and then afterwards, after the announcement, then you have it. But you don't have the press conference to announce a trade, no. Right? Like, I've never seen that before.
Trying to
speculation say. Could be David Johnson, new contract.
Could
he's
be that
supposed
too.
To get big money.
Yeah, and Johnson, you know, I mean, he's been waiting for a big. It could be any number of things. As for Zolak, though, and his prediction. I mean, who are those guys he picked up, Sarge? Who are those two wide receivers that they grabbed off the scrap? I don't even recognize their names.
Yeah, from Detroit.
Tubra or something like that? What was the guy's
name? Yeah, hold on.
I'm reading over them thinking I must have seen these guys somewhere. I have no idea who they are.
Well,
Darbo's
like
a Michigan guy.
Darbo, thank
That's
you.
That's what
Darbo.
You would see. You'd remember him like the first years of Harbaugh coming in. He was Michigan's wide receiver.
Got you. All right.
That's
well,
the first one. Yeah.
There you go. Darbo and the other guy. I don't know. I mean,
Hanson's a white receiver from Cal.
Okay.
Who caught like 90 balls a senior year.
Very good.
And also
Cal.
Jace Billingsley as well. Jace Billingsley.
And Billingsley. Thank you very much.
Well,
No one on the level of a Golden Tate, which is what Zolak promised would be delivered.
And Billingsley is only going to the practice squad.
Right.
So
I feel like any sort of trade for a veteran type receiver, and I'm not talking an older guy like Larry Fitzgerald, who mm-hmm. is still going to be productive, but I mean, but even a young veteran or something like that, oh man, I would find it at this point now that he comes in here tomorrow and digests this offense and fits in with Brady, and in 3 or 4 weeks, you get the kind of punch you need while Edelman's,
yeah,
you know, having his suspension. So, you know, you bring in younger guys, guys that you think are talented and you could fit in your system and mold them into what you want. But I still think at the end of the day, at this point, those three guys, what is it, Hogan and
Dorsett and Patterson.
Dorsett, Patterson, and then Gronk's part of that mix and White. Like, mm-hmm. that's your skill set. That's all you need until Edelman comes back.
Yeah.
Because, and some sort of blockbuster trade announcement, like, through 2 days in the season, it doesn't seem like Bill's. Like, that's not how, you're right. It's not going to be this big. And that's like, yeah, we traded for this guy.
Yeah.
And Bill's going to go up there like, well, we hope, you know, he's a good player and that's it.
I don't think you're going to see that. I don't think Darbo and the rest of these dudes are going to be anything big, but you needed some depth there. You can't just go into a season with three wide receivers and expect that to work out. Any one of them gets nicked up, then you got to do something. So at least they, you know, filled out the roster. But yeah, I think this is what you see here, I think is what you're going to get. And, I don't know what they were telling Zolak, but it seems like maybe they've either couldn't get the deal done or they just decided it's not worth it, one or the other. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. We have no commercials here, just the headlines from Sarge. And then Dan Shaughnessy joins us right after that.